Well, there are around 40,000 people thought to have been coming to Southampton over the weekend and indeed for this naming ceremony today. They can't all fit onto the small grandstand that's been erected alongside where the Queen Elizabeth is here at the cruise terminal in the city, but the Queen will be welcomed on board by Peter Shanks, President of Cunard, at 3:45 this afternoon. She'll have a tour of this impressive £400 million ship and come face to face for the first time with a portrait, which she sat for with the artist Isabel Peachey at 18 months or so ago. It'll be the first time she'll have seen it, so it'll be quite interesting to see her reaction. Hope it's better than when she saw the Lucian Freud portrait a few years ago. 3:45, she's on board, as I say, for a tour. 4:30 for the naming ceremony itself. No fireworks this time. Streamers and confetti at the naming ceremony at 4:30 this afternoon, and when she sets off on her inaugural cruise to the Canary Islands tomorrow. Good viewing points right along the Solent, at Ocean Terminal here, Redbridge, Mayflower Park, across the other side of the water at Hythe, at Royal Victoria Country Park, Hamble, Calshot and Cowes. Get your binoculars out, you may not even need them. It's a big, impressive ship, and she departs, as I say, on her inaugural cruise tomorrow afternoon.